One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's a small corner of Greenwich Village where history, art, and the unexplained converge. Established in 1880, the White Horse Tavern is more than just a bar. It's a portal to another time. Known for its literary patrons, this cozy yet unassuming pub played host to some of the greatest minds of the 20th century, including the legendary poet Dylan Thomas. But for all its charm and creativity, there's a darker tale woven into the fabric of its walls, a tale that transcends life and death. Many believe Dylan Thomas never really left the White Horse Tavern. It was here in the days leading up to his untimely death that he spent his final moments, reportedly downing 18 shots of whiskey in a single sitting. Since that fateful night, patrons and staff have whispered about shadowy apparitions, unexplained chills, and the feeling that, even when you're alone, you're not really alone. Is this the lingering presence of a tortured poet? Or could it all be explained by the power of suggestion and the tavern's hauntingly nostalgic atmosphere? Tonight, we're diving into the history, the mystery, and the spine-tingling stories of the White Horse Tavern. So, grab your flashlight, or maybe just a stiff drink, and get ready to uncover the truth behind one of New York City's most infamous hauntings. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. Tucked away in the vibrant streets of Greenwich Village, the White Horse Tavern has stood as a sentinel of New York City history since its establishment in 1880. Initially catering to longshoremen and dock workers who labored on the nearby Hudson River, the tavern was a simple neighborhood watering hole. Its early years were marked by its utilitarian charm, offering respite to hard-working men with a pint of beer and hearty conversation. But as the decades passed, the cultural tides shifted and the White Horse Tavern transformed. By the 1950s, it had become a beacon for New York's burgeoning intellectual and artistic scene. Writers, poets, and freethinkers gathered within its cozy confines, drawn by the spirit of camaraderie and creative inspiration that seemed to seep from its very walls. Luminaries such as Jack Kerouac, James Baldwin, and Annias Nin left their marks here, but it was the Welsh poet Dylan Thomas who would become forever intertwined with the tavern's legacy. Dylan Thomas, known for his lyrical poetry and tempestuous lifestyle, frequented the White Horse Tavern during his visits to New York. The tavern became a second home for him, a place where he could hold court with fellow creatives while indulging in his penchant for drink. Thomas's final visit to the tavern in November 1953, however, would cement his place not only in literary history, but in the lore of the supernatural. According to accounts, Thomas consumed an extraordinary amount of alcohol during his last evening at the White Horse Tavern, 18 shots of whiskey, by some reports. He left the bar and fell gravely ill, eventually succumbing to pneumonia, exacerbated by years of heavy drinking. His death at the age of 39 shocked the literary world and marked the beginning of the White Horse Tavern's eerie reputation. In the years following Thomas's death, strange occurrences began to be reported. Regular patrons and staff claimed to see a shadowy figure lingering in the corner, always seated at the same table that Thomas had favored. Glasses would mysteriously fall from shelves or be found inexplicably filled with whiskey when no one had poured them. These incidents were often brushed aside as accidents or coincidences, but as they became more frequent, whispers of a haunting began to circulate. And one of the earliest documented reports came from a bartender who worked the late shift. He described feeling an intense chill whenever he passed by Thomas's favorite table, even on the hottest summer nights. "It's like walking into a freezer," he said, though there was no draft or logical source for the cold. Others reported hearing faint murmurs as if someone were reciting poetry under their breath, though no one was there. As word of these events spread, they attracted both skeptics and believers. Was Dylan Thomas's spirit truly lingering in the place he loved most? Or were these stories the result of the tavern's dark, atmospheric charm combined with the power of suggestion? Psychologists argue that the human mind is adept at finding patterns where none exist, especially in environments steeped in history and emotion. The dim lighting, the scent of aged wood, and the weight of countless stories could easily create a fertile ground for ghostly imaginings. Environmental factors might also play a role. Older buildings like the White Horse Tavern often creak and groan due to temperature changes or structural settling, which can be mistaken for footsteps or other paranormal phenomena. The tavern's close proximity to the bustling streets of Greenwich Village might also contribute to strange noises or vibrations, further fueling the stories. Yet for many, these rational explanations fail to account for the sheer consistency of the reports. Over the decades, the accounts of ghostly activity at the White Horse Tavern have persisted, creating a rich tapestry of folklore that continues to captivate the imaginations of locals and tourists alike. The stage was now set for the White Horse Tavern to transition from a historic landmark to a place of legend. It was no longer just the site where Dylan Thomas spent his final days. It had become a gateway to the unexplained. As the years rolled on, the stories surrounding the White Horse Tavern took on a life of their own. What began as whispers of unexplained chills and shadowy figures soon evolved into a full-fledged narrative of haunting. Patrons from all walks of life, tourists, locals, even seasoned skeptics, began to share accounts of encounters that defied explanation. And central to nearly every tale was one figure, Dylan Thomas. One of the most frequently reported phenomena at the tavern is the sighting of an apparition believed to be Thomas himself. Descriptions vary, but many claim to have seen a shadowy figure seated at his favorite table near the bar. Witnesses often describe the figure as wearing clothing reminiscent of the 1950s, with his head bowed as though deep in thought. Some even report a faint aura around the figure, a hazy glow that disappears as quickly as it appears. In one particularly chilling account, a waitress working the late shift recalled a strange interaction. As she approached the table to clear glasses, she saw a man seated there, his face obscured by shadows. She greeted him, but he didn't respond. When she turned to get a better look, the seat was empty. The glasses she'd been clearing were inexplicably ice cold to the touch, though the room was warm and bustling with activity. Recurring phenomena add to the tavern's ghostly lore. Staff members frequently report finding whiskey glasses filled on the bar, even when the room is empty. Lights flicker without warning, and cold spots, often described as bone-chilling, linger in certain areas of the tavern, particularly near the corner table associated with Thomas. Even skeptics admit that the consistency of these events is hard to ignore. Visitors from the paranormal community have been drawn to the White Horse Tavern over the decades, conducting informal investigations to uncover the truth. Paranormal investigators equipped with EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and voice recorders have combed the tavern in search of evidence. While some have captured faint audio of what they claim sounds like a man's voice reciting poetry, others report temperature anomalies that defy logic. These findings, while far from definitive, have only fueled the mystique surrounding the tavern. One theory often discussed by investigators is the concept of a residual haunting. Unlike an intelligent haunting, where the spirit is believed to interact with the living, residual hauntings are thought to be impressions of past events replaying in the environment. Could Dylan Thomas's final days at the White Horse Tavern have left such a mark? His dramatic personality, creative energy, and untimely death certainly lend weight to the idea, yet not all encounters are passive or benign. On rare occasions, visitors have reported feeling an oppressive presence as though they were being watched or judged. One account described a patron suddenly experiencing a sharp, inexplicable headache while sitting at Thomas's table. The discomfort lifted only when they left the tavern. It felt personal, the patron later recounted, like someone didn't want me there. Others have dismissed these occurrences as the effects of suggestion combined with the tavern's rich history and atmospheric allure. It's no secret that the power of storytelling can influence perception, particularly in a setting as steeped in lore as the White Horse Tavern. For every report of a ghostly encounter, there are those who believe the witnesses simply let their imaginations run wild. Still, the stories persist, and the White Horse Tavern has become a pilgrimage site for literary enthusiasts and paranormal seekers alike. Dylan Thomas's presence, whether real or imagined, continues to draw visitors, and the tavern remains one of New York City's most enigmatic landmarks. Whether you believe in ghosts or not, one thing is certain. The White Horse Tavern holds a unique place at the crossroads of history, culture, and the unexplained.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai. Kosai.org.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.